He is trying everything that he can do to take his focus off of the true word and off of the true word that should go out, and that is Jesus Christ saves. He's trying his best. When you see things like the Westboro Baptist, when you see things that's going on in this country today, and how that they like to try and throw Christianity and lump it all into one, just remember this, that Satan's plan, that's his idea that he wants to do in this world, to get the message off of that Jesus Christ still saves. Praise God for Sarah's song this morning. You know, call it what it is. Call it what you want to. It is grace. And we are still in the dispensation of grace this morning. We are there. And praise God, I want to tell you something this morning. If you do not know Jesus as your Savior, I'll tell you, you still have time. We're still living in a time whenever He saves. We're still living in a time whenever He loves you. Don't let the world tell you any different. Jesus Christ still loves you. And you know what? If you come to know that, you'll come to realize how big of a liar Satan is. You'll see what the world's, what this is all about in this world, what we are facing. And I'll tell you what, it is not good. And I praise God that one of these days, I'm here to tell you, God's going to make it right one of these days. And I hope and pray that we are on the right side of that whenever He comes to get His church. If you would, turn to Deuteronomy, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. If you got your Bibles with you this morning, please do that. Deuteronomy, the second chapter, verse 1. And we'll read down about three verses. Boy, I love hearing Bible pages turn. I really do. Thank the Lord for that. Then we turned and took our journey into the wilderness by the way of the Red Sea, as the Lord spake unto me, and He compassed Mount Sinai many days. And the Lord spake unto me, saying, we have compassed this mountain long enough, turn you northward. And I want you to look at something right there, and I want you to highlight that. We have compassed this mountain long enough. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, we come this morning with thanksgiving in our heart, Lord. I thank You for the opportunity that You have given me to stand behind this altar this morning, Lord. I pray, Father, that You would be with all these hearts here this morning. I love every one of them, Lord. I pray, Father, and I know that You do as well. We pray, Father, this morning that this message would go out the way that You would have it to, Lord. I pray for that this morning. And Lord, that it would touch the hearts the way that You intended it to. In Jesus' name we ask, and amen. I want to ask you a question this morning. And this is just, you look for it, you answer it yourself. Are you tired? Are you tired of the way that your life is going? I want to ask you that. God has impressed upon me this morning whenever I was getting His sermon ready. You do not have to stay in the spiritual rut that you're in. And I'll tell you what, He has impressed it upon me this morning that there are some here this morning that are in that way. They are in that way. He's saying, just like He said to the children of Israel here, you know, He said, you know what, you have compressed that mountain long enough. You've been there in that state. You've been in that situation long enough. And He's telling you it is time for you to move on. It's time for you to get out of it. He has impressed it upon me, and I want you to understand it. Listen to me this morning. Every heart and soul in here, listen to me. It's important for you this morning. You don't have to stay in that situation this morning because God loves you enough to bring you up and lift you above all this. He has done it. It's time. It may be your emotions. I don't know. It may be something that you're dealing with spiritually. I do not know. I'm talking to somebody here this morning that's tired. I've told you this. There was somebody I knew a long time ago. They used to say this all the time. He said they were sick and tired of being sick and tired. Are you tired of it this morning? Are you tired of dealing with that in your life? And tired of just saying and thinking, Lord, I pray and nothing changes, Lord. I do this and nothing changes. I'm here to tell you this morning, we serve a God of turnarounds this morning. We do that. He said it's time to move on. It's time to stop compassing that mountain that's holding you down. It's time for you to get on with your life. God has said it's enough. Enough is enough. He has told me to say that to you this morning, whoever I'm talking to. Enough is enough in your life. You've had enough of the fear and the confusion in your life? Have you had enough of that? Have you had enough of the discouragement that sometimes faces people's lives? Have you had enough of that this morning? How about if you had enough of the disappointments in your life? I tell you what, we can all look to that sometimes and say disappointment after disappointment sometimes. Maybe you're facing that in your life. Have you had enough rejection and betrayal? Have you had enough of the misery? Have you had enough of the shame in your life? Have you had enough of it? Is there someone in here this morning that's ready for a turnaround in your life? Because I'm here to tell you this morning, God's trying me to tell you this morning, it's time to stop. He said, stop compassing that mountain and let's move on. Let's get on with it. Let's go and let's do what God wants us to do. In the book of Ezekiel 37, you don't have to turn there if you want to, but you know what I'm talking about. It's the valley of dry bones. It looked hopeless, did it not? Whenever God told Ezekiel to go and prophesy to this valley, this whole valley of nothing but bones, all it was skeletons and bones, you know what? It looked like it was impossible. It looked like it was hopeless, did it not? But when God told Ezekiel to prophesy to those bones, guess what? Something started to happen. I don't know what's going on in you this morning. I don't know where you're at this morning. I don't know what your life's about this morning. I don't know if you're dry, if you haven't felt the Spirit ever in your life, or if you felt it and you cannot feel it now. I'm here to tell you, if you're dry this morning, I'm telling you, God is wanting to do a work in your life. Whenever he started prophesying, things changed with those bones. Things started changing, did they not? It said the situation started turning around. I'm here to tell you this morning, your situation can turn around. I'm offering you hope. Not because me, I can't give you the hope, but I know the one that's sure in the world can give you hope. I've met him one day. I know that he can do that. Guess what happened? Bones started going to bone. And guess what? It wasn't just any bone. The bone went to the bone that it matched with. Amen? It did that. It did. It found its matching bone. And when Ezekiel was finished, there was something that had taken place. There was a great army before them. They were full of life then. Whenever those bones come, whenever they prophesied to overdub them bones, I'm here to tell you this morning, there can be a change in your life. There can be. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what your change can be yours this morning. It absolutely and positively can be yours this morning. This morning, I'm talking about the Sunday morning right now. When before this service ends, if you want change in your life, if you truly want change in your life. Now, don't come up here half-heartedly wanting change because it is not going to work. Do you understand that? I preach that a lot because I mean it. If you're half-hearted about serving God, you might as well stay back in your seats. But if you're truly wanting change, I'm here to tell you this morning, God will give you change in your life. This is the change that can fully empower you, by the way. Can fully empower you to do the will and the work of God. Amen? Not that you have to do it for me. Not that you have to do it for Drift Run Church, but I'm here to tell you, he can empower you to do it for him. And that's what's important. That is one of the greatest hindrances we have in our lives sometimes. One of the greatest hindrances is what we try to drag with us, some of the baggage that we have in our past. You may be here this morning thinking, you know what, my past is right with me. And I've preached on this before, but I want to tell you, it is important. You've got to let the past be the past. We have a tendency to want to drag our past with us and drag it wherever. We drag it around like we're dragging a chain behind us sometimes. It isn't no wonder the change can come in your life whenever you don't want to keep hanging on to the old stuff. Isaiah 43, 18 and 19, remember this. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. He will do a new thing in you. He can do that. That's the God I serve. That's the God that one day changed me from what I was one day to what I can stand up here today. I know I may not be the best of anything, but that doesn't make any difference. I know that I'm a child of God because He touched me one day. God is saying the only way to get the new out is to get rid of the old. I want to tell you a verse of Scripture. Maybe you never noticed it before. Remember whenever Elijah was wanting to get the double portion? Remember that? And remember, he cleaved right to Elijah. He followed him. Elijah said, well, I got to go here. Well, no, I'm going to go with you. Because he wanted what Elijah had. Guess what? He had to take his old clothes off. If you've been to the 13th verse here, he had to shred his old clothes off, and then he grabbed up the mantle, and then he was able to get the double portion of what Elijah had. I'm here to tell you this morning, it may be time for you to get the old stuff off of you this morning. It may be time for you to let go of what you've been holding on to in your past and get it out of there. I don't know what it is. I don't know what's eating at you. I don't know what's gnawing at you this morning. But there's somebody in here this morning that's being gnawed at, and it's been going on for a while, and I'm here to tell you, you want change? God is offering change to you this morning. He has told me to tell you that. To get the new one, you're going to have to separate yourself from the old sometimes. Strip yourself of it. Mark 2:22 tells us this. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doeth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. I'm here to tell you, if you want something new in your life, come up here and get it this morning. God is able to give that to you. But don't try to put it and take it out there and put it into old things, because it will not work. Too many times we do this, do we not? We try to shoehorn God into what we think that God should be, into our old lifestyles. That don't work. I'm here to tell you this morning, it does not work. Behold, all things become new. Why? Because we cannot take this drag, this old stuff with us. If we do, we will not be what God... It's time to stop compassing this mountain. It's time to go away from it. God said, we're going to stop going around in circles on this thing, and we're going to head some other direction. And I'm here to tell you today, right this morning, stop going around in circles on the stuff that's tearing you down. Stop doing it. It's time to move on. It's time to go. God wants us to move on this morning. You have to let go. You have to let go of the bad. You have to let go of the ugly that's been in your life in the past. If God has done a work in your life, He has done, got rid of it. He's done, forgot it. People we live with will not forget it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to be the first one to tell you, they will not, because that's the devil's plan. He wants to try to bring you down as much as he can. But God has done, forgot it. And that's the most important one anyway, right there. Amen? It's time to move on. It's time to, it doesn't matter what they said or didn't say about you. It doesn't matter about that anymore. It doesn't matter if they lied to you. It doesn't matter if they stabbed you in the back. It doesn't matter. Listen to me. We've got to let it go and move on. Because if we do not, I'm telling you what, we will never, ever move up with Jesus and move on with God the way that He wants us to. I like what Jeff said there this morning. You know what? It hinders our prayers. If your brother has aught against you, now did you hear that? If your brother has aught against you, not if you got something against them, but if you know they got something against you, it says for you to go take care of it. Well, it ain't fair. That's the way God wants it done, whether we think it's fair or not. If you want to move on, if you want to get where God wants us to be, you have to do what God wants. You have to do it the way God does. Get it taken care of. Matthew 6:24, no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will have to the one and despise the other. If you're tired of going around in circles, get a hold of the right master this morning. Get a hold of the right master this morning. The one that is true and faithful and will be there to the end. Whenever you close your eyes in death one of these days, I'm here to tell you, when your eyes open up in glory, Jesus Christ will be there to take you across Jordan one of these days. I believe that. I wholeheartedly believe that. Whenever we close our eyes, I believe Jesus will be standing there to take us across. You mean everybody. I believe He will be there for us, and I believe He wants us to come over there with Him. If you're tired of going around in circles and you're truly wanting change in your life, I'm going to offer that to you here in a little bit. Make sure every aspect of your life is to serve the right master this morning. Make sure every aspect of it, not just part of it. Let me ask you something. Are you standing on the edge this morning? Are you standing on the dividing line between, yes, I truly want change, or are you trying to use that same old story, the same old excuses again? You go back and forth and struggling and stressing. So you know what? Matthew 11:28-30 tells us this. Come unto me, all ye that are labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean on me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus is talking about change right there. I don't know what's going on. You know what? I really and truly don't know what's going on here this morning with somebody in this church this morning, but I'm here to tell you today, Jesus is telling me and tell you that, you know what? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. If there's something going on in your life that you have been trying to take care of for months and days and years and you can't get rid of it, he said, come to me and I will give you rest. Not the church. Not Dave Long. Not Patty Koontz, not Greg Phillips. He said, come unto me and I will give you rest. Isn't that awesome? And you know what? That's anytime. Anytime he will do that. Jesus said, Jesus is talking about change in your life right there. Stop going around the mountain day after day. Hour after hour. Stop going around the mountain month after month and year after year. Listen, there's an old saying. Always a bridesmaid and never a bride. Have you heard that before? Always a bridesmaid and never a bride. Listen to me. You want change this morning? Acts 10:34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person. You've heard people testifying here the goodness of God. And maybe you've sat back there and you've thought to yourself, you know what? Yeah, that God has really blessed him. But what about me? Listen to me. God is no respecter of persons. You want blessed? If you want to receive the blessings that God has given other people when they stand up and talk about the goodness of God, listen to me. You can have that change in your life this morning. You're watching everybody else get blessed and testify and praise God, and you're sitting back here, you know what? You just sit on the sidelines and you just think to yourself and do without. It's time to quit going around the mountain. It's time to quit doing that. It's time to move on up to where God wants us to be. It's time to get out of the valley and out of the mountains. I'm going to ask you something. The devil's a liar. I know that. Would you go into a restaurant? You know the Bible says that Jesus has a table spread. Our song says Jesus has a table spread where all the saints of God are fed, right? Would you go into a restaurant, let's say it's a buffet restaurant, and pay $15 and all that you do is go in there and look at it and smell the food. You don't even eat it. Would you do that? I don't think any of us would do that, would we? We would pull up to that thing and eat as much as we could eat. Now God has a table spread. It's around there, and there are people that go into church, and they watch other people being blessed. They watch other people, yeah, getting what God wants, and yet they sit back here and say, well, you know what? I'm just smelling, I'm just looking, but I'm not partaking of. I'm here to tell you this morning, God wants you to take. He wants you to fill yourself up. He wants you to be what He wants you to be this morning. God would praise the Lord this morning. He wants change in your life this morning. He wants change in your life this morning. You know what the devil's doing? He's sitting back. He's taunting you. Oh, yeah. He's sitting back there taunting you. He's just telling you, oh, yeah, you know, you can't have that. Not what they've got. There's no way that you can have that. You know what? Because you're just too bad. You're too this. You're too that. Don't listen to him. Please don't listen to him. You can have what God has given to everybody else if you want it. But I'm going to tell you again, you've got to truly want it. It's got to be something that you desire more than anything else in your life. Are you tired of being compassed about? Are you tired of going in circles around the mountain? Are you tired of that this morning? I'll tell you what. Jesus has that table spread for everybody this morning. And he loves us. And he wants to bless you. He wants to take and use you just the same way that he uses everybody else. Listen. God said I could have it. And I want it. He told me one day, just like he's told everybody else in this church, Dave, you can have it. And praise God, I want it. I don't know about you. I want to pull right up to the table, and I want to be fed from his table as much as he will feed me. I'm asking you this morning, won't you come and join me? Won't you make it in your heart, determined in your heart, in your mind this morning, that you're going to pull up to this table and that you are going to eat from that table just as much as I want to eat from it? Because if you make up your mind like that, you can have change in your life. You can have change in your life. You don't have to say, you know what? They wondered, they were in the wilderness for 40 years. Remember? These people wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And you guess what they did that whole time? Well, you know what? And God's already said they weren't going to see the promised land, right? They weren't going to see it. He said, well, guess what we could have had? Guess what we, you know what? You know what? We could have had that. We could have done that. Well, you know, we could have been there, but guess what? They didn't, because they did not mind what God wanted them to do. I'm here to tell you this morning, if you want it, God's offering change to you this morning. Don't be like them. Don't be like them. Belinda, come get a song, Tony.